Sean Malik from Sweetest Friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Marini Mirazi Shayichu. And it's based on the Torah, Maran Rosh HaYeshiva, Rafut Nosat Sal, the Lili Nishmas, Marisez, the Basu Shumras, Chamas, Marisal, the Hazar Meir Sev, and Rufus Chayatab, Feg Masin Chalad Yisbasia, Ephraim Ben Rus, Yigam Yer Ben Gloria, Rosh Ben Rezus Ben Barucha, Yilzoneinu Tzu Fartaychen Apostuk Chumish, We'd like to explain a pasuk in Chumash that was said about the Chet Ha'egel. Sarah Meherman Aderech etc. Suham Egel Masecha Veishtachavu Loi Veyizbuchu Loi Veyomru Eile Alehecha Yisrael Asher Ha'elucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim. They veered speedily from the path. They made for themselves an Egel Masecha. They bowed down to it, and they said, "These are your gods, Israel, that took you out of Egypt." Mitzad Eskolas Ha'Chet Shebedavo. For mentioning the sin, the pasuk should have concluded "Vayizbechu loy." Mitzad avod zarah, it would have been enough that they shechted to the animal. They brought the animal. They brought the avod zarah sacrifice. So why does the pasuk have to add "Eila aleihecha Yisrael asher ha'elucha me'eretz Mitzrayim"? That's not part of the avod zarah. It's enough for the. It's also part of the avod zarah. It's enough for the avod zarah. They bowed down to it, and they brought a carbon to it. So how does the Eila Lehecha Yisrael Asher Ha'elucha Me'eretz Mitzrayim connect to the cheshbon of this sin? Now, it's mentioned another number of times, the Divrei HaRishonim, it's brought in the Gra also, that a bris is not revoked through sin. Sin doesn't prevent a bris. However, we find one stira in the Ramban. When we're talking about the bris ben Avserim, he explains that there was a need for this bris, in addition to the Haftacha on Eretz Yisrael that was already said to Avraham Avinu after he separated from Lot, because a Haftacha could be Mizbatel b'grimas hachit. Haftacha could be Mizbatel because of a sin. She'en kein a bris. She'en chit nogea moneh osa. That's what the Rambam says about bris ben Habsarim, that we needed a bris in addition to Haftacha because the sin won't prevent it. But when he talks about the Shvu after the Akedah, the Rabban explains that there was a need for a shvuah, so he says that you needed a shvuah, that your seed will never be destroyed, it's not going to fall in the hands of the enemies, because there's no sin that prevents what's given derech shvuah. So we have a question. Dagas Bris already promises us that nothing is going to stop the Bris. So what do we need also to add by a Shavua that God should promise what's already been promised? Why do we need a Shavua? The Bris should be enough. Not b'schus ha-Bris. What's the adifus? What's the preference of the Shavua? Why do we need an extra Shavua? We already have a Bris. So we can explain this. If a person says Echte v'oshuv, ain't my speaking the other lasos tshuva, or Echte v'yoy makipurim mechaper, ain't yoy makipurim mechaper. Ech ze, halo ein lecha davar omed b'fnei tshuva. So why, if a person says I'm going to sin and Yom Kippur is going to be mechaper, Yom Kippur is not mechaper. If he says I'm going to sin and do tshuva, tshuva doesn't work. So the answer is that Leolam lo timtza brit lo'onashim. You never find a covenant for punishments. You only find a covenant for good tidings, for positive tidings. Not that the parshas Torah is called divrei abris. That's talking about the good part of it. Then the mele if not, then in lo yishim it's going to be the bad stuff. And it's muchach like it has to be like that because bris is an expression of the emotional relationship, deepest emotional bond. And then bebchinas nafshik shura benafshik. And such a skashus creates a klitzus bris, shel chasodim, but oinshim are just a toitsa of these skashus. Oinshim are just an outcome of this connection. But the etzem habris is connection. And this connection creates the bris. Oinshim eleinam totsa'ah shel hitkashrut. Now, tshuva v'koyach kapara shel yom kippur is kulo chesed. But if somebody uses this chesed with this kapara, to be mar bechet, like someone says, I'm going to sin and I'm going to do tshuva. He's using tshuva for sin. He's using Yom Kippur. He says, Yom Kippur is giving me a chappi. He's using Yom Kippur for sin. Re'en kan chesed, ela shaf. Chesed hafach liot lemechshol le'adam. Sharei dafka mishum shu somech ala chesed, because he relies on the chesed, he's ready for sin. And b'shar shebechinas chesed nimcheket, re'en ozla mimenu kocho. There's no bechin of chesed anymore. It doesn't have koch. Chesed and mechshol are entirely disastrous. You can't use the chesed as a mechshol. You can't use the chesed to stumble. So therefore, there's no more chesed, and Yom Kippur is taka not mechaper. And the difference between echdev asher and echdev mechaper mechaper, it's not nogetas. But the point is that you can't use the chesed for sin. Now, this klal is noy b'chol abrisis. If the Jewish people, yesu letakifim uvemet takifuti liot ba'alei brit v'inatzlut takifut zeh, the Jewish people come strong because we have this covenant and we use this power for sin, for evil. With this action, we are mevatel the keach habris shebrit v'chet onesh tarti disasri. And if bris and sin and punishment are tarti disasri, so if we use the bris for sin, so that can't be. V'nitzis mitzrayim says ve'ezkores brisi Shmos 6:5. And on the power of this bris, they were soimech when they sinned at the Egel. Eile Eloi hecha Yisrael asher halucha me'eretz Mitzrayim. There's nothing to worry about sinning. You're the strong ones. You have a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. God took you out of Egypt. You have a bris. You have nothing to worry about. And this bris, Tzitzis Mitzrayim, is predicated on this bris. In other words, these words are a makor of hasata o pitui. These words of the bris of Tzitzis Mitzrayim are used to seduce the Jewish people to sin, to say, Ela Elohecha Yisrael. This is the God of Israel who took you out of Egypt. And that's why the pasuk adds, Ela Elohecha, even after the achraza of the Avodah Zarah. Because mitzad avoid zar, there's still been a bris. When you say Eila Elohecha, you use Yitzias Mitzrayim. You mention Yitzias Mitzrayim to say, hey, you can sin. Now you lost it. Now you lose your bris because you can't. It's entirely disastrous. It's an inherent contradiction. Bris and Yitzias Mitzrayim can't be. I mean, bris and chet and einesh. You're using the bris for a chet. That can't be in Memela. That's why the pasuk adds that, because now they lost their bris. Bris is chesed. You can't have chesed if you use the chesed for ra, for evil, for a michshol. And that's what necessitated Moshe Rabbeinu mentioning the shvuah. Remember the shvuah. Now talk of Moshe Rabbeinu needed the shvuah, because without the shvuah, it's not going to go. The bris isn't enough anymore. And now we can be medayik b'divrei Ramban u'lafrid ben brit u'ben shvuah. Now we can distinguish between bris and shvuah. In other words, this identification between bris and chesed doesn't apply to a shavua. Shavua, ba l'shem oynesh, k'shem shi ba l'shem chesed v'tov. A shavua can come also, gzar din as a shavua. So a shavua can also come in an onesh. And that's why shavua is stronger than a bris, because an oynesh isn't misbatel, even if you use it l'shem michshol. Bris is identified with chesed. And meila, if you use the bris for ra, it can't have the chesed anymore. But shavua isn't necessarily identified with tov. And the meila, even if you don't do tov, you're still going to have the shavua. Bris Bein Avsorim, the Ramban says that chet doesn't prevent it. Binyan HaShavua. Bris Bein Avsorim, the Ramban says that chet eino moneo, that doesn't prevent this bris. Binyan Shavua, he says, shein shum chet pogea. There he's Lashon HaPogea. Lashon Rishonim is Bekitzer. But by Sofas Milam, he says, ein shum chet pogea. By Bris Bein Avsorim, he says, shein hachet moneo. He didn't say shum. So when the Ramban adds the word shum, he's showing the special takifus of the shvuah, that even though usually a sin doesn't prevent the bris, nevertheless, there are instances when it does. But here, by shvuah, he says, ain't shum chet pogea, no sin prevents it. So, Lord El Shadavka beparshat ha'akeda, Davka the parsha ha'akeda, the Rabban says that there's a haftach shlema for the gula asida. As with all the hodos, the habrirus, shel habris, So there has to be a shvua. Even though it's talking about the geula, and it's clear we're going to have the geula, still we need a shvua. Because the bris isn't going to be enough for us, because there is an instance where it's mevatel the bris, where sin is mevatel the bris. Ramban, Bereshis Tesvav Vav, Me'ata lo yira pen yigo machet v'afu pishe v'nevuah rishayna, chashev shetiyal tetanai v'lo kfik v'schal ma'isav, Ata kevin sheftichos lo yira menachet v'itim lezera hemin ki nachon adav v'mim elokim emes lo yashir minu ki tzidkas Hashemi ve'in lo hefzik. Kenyan shekasuf binish vati yatsim yipit stakar davo v'lo yashir. So Yilu Ramban says that you don't have to worry about it. It's an emes lo yashir mimenu ki tzidkas Hashemi ve'in lo hefzik. Nothing is going to stop it because binish vati. When there's a shavua, then nothing can stop it. So therefore, now there's nothing to worry about. Originally, Avram thought it was Alpi Maisiv, but now he says there's nothing to worry about, and you're going to have seed, because now that you have the Shavua, it can never be Mizbatel. And that's why you need the Shavua. Shem Shum Chet. There's no sin that can stop a Shavua. And that's why, that's the power of the Shavua. That's amazing, and we should be zochet taka that Hashem Baruch Hu should be mekayim the bris with us in the Shavua. We should be zochet to the Gula. Thank you for listening. Shalom, shalom.